Blog Talk Radio.
Lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. In Jesus' name, amen. Diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kind of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it had pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need for thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary. And those members of the body, which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts of more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which is lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another, and whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret tongues? But covet earnestly the best gifts. And yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Network is dedicated to the Christians throughout the world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. You can visit us at ihocm.ning.com. House of Christ Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. We will never rent or sell. Share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you're entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing on the industry's absolute, best prices on your products via email. You will enjoy savings of up to 50% on brand name products from top suppliers, top manufacturers, and more. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College. If you sense the call of God on your lives, or you desire formal biblical training to equip yourself for ministry, and you are praying to find the right seminary or Bible college for you, here are two reasons why you should put HCBC on your short list of schools to consider. Our students are prepared to start a new church or revitalize an existing congregation. We are probably the only Bible college where you will be trained in web ministry. Doing ministry in the 21st century requires that we be able to leverage all the tools available to us today. We are committed to claiming the web for Jesus Christ. Visit us at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now supports food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Food for the Poor was named by the Chronicle of Philanthropy as the largest international relief and development organization in the nation, which feeds millions of hungry people throughout the countries that they serve. Their Christian relief programs and projects are helping children and the poorest of poor by providing food, housing, health care, education, water projects, emergency relief, and micro-enterprise assistance in the Caribbean and Latin America. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501c3. If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line, SC80192, to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.
Thank you.
apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons, to our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism, to our social Christian network, our online Bible college, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites, our online Christian bookstore. We are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request, or share a testimony, or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501c3. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father had put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Praise and the honor and the glory
And we lift you up tonight, dear Lord. We thank you for this opportunity and this privilege to get to dispense your word and to hear your word. Father, I pray that each individual who listens to this program tonight will be blessed. They will be touched. And they will submit their lives to you in the name of Jesus. Now they have known all things whatsoever thou hast given me or of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee. And they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I spake in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth.
Praise be to God.
Thank you.
Presence, O Lord, that's where I'm strong. Tonight's lesson, exercising the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And this is the concluding lessons. We have taught the lessons, understanding the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And this is the final lesson in this series. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are meant to be used. When God gives you a gift, He does not expect you to suppress them, rather to allow them to flow in and through your lives. If you have identified that you have a gift of the Holy Spirit, then you must trust God and ask Him to lead you out into the function of this gift. Do not be afraid to exercise it. As God presents to you opportunities. As we go along, I will point out ways in which a Christian can be used in exercising the gifts of the Holy Spirit. By no means this is an exhaustive list of ways that God can use a Christian in exercising of the gifts. Yet, I want to set up biblical boundaries for the exercising of the gifts, because the devil and our flesh can both deceive us. I must state that you should not try to exercise these gifts outside of the ways that the Bible has stated. Often, because we see someone else doing something, we automatically feel that it is okay to follow, especially if it is someone who is a popular Christian. Please do not base the exercising of the gifts in your lives on the popularity of some other person who may not be lining up with the Word of God in how they are ministering. People are not a guideline in the exercising of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Rather, the Word of God is. Beloved, if it's not in the Word of God, don't do it. Beloved, I am encouraging you. If it is not in the word of God, don't do it. The crowd does not always follow the biblical word of God, but the true servant of God must do so. There are three arenas in which we will be examining to exercise the gifts of the Holy Spirit in, and they are, number one, in a public service. Number two, ministering them to individual leaders and Christians. Number three, ministering them to non-Christians in a public service. The first thing that you need to understand is that you must be led by the Holy Spirit in the ministering of these gifts in all the arenas. Regarding ministering in a public service, it is a good thing to make your leaders be aware of the call on your lives and your desire to minister the gifts in the service as needed. If they are in agreement, then you are free to minister as the Holy Spirit wills. If they are not in agreement, then you should ask the Lord to show you what He wants you to do. There may be a problem with you. There may be a problem with the church. There may be a problem with the leader that is hindering your ability to minister the gifts in the services. Beloved, please don't automatically say, "It's not me, it's the pastor." Some of us like to point the fingers. But before we do that, we must look into ourselves. We must search ourselves. And if there is any fault within us, then we must submit to the Lord and ask Him to forgive us. If you won't take time to seek the Lord, consider the situation and once again examine your heart. Then most likely it's you. God may yet be developing you into greater levels of maturity, wherein He can use you to administer this gift in the public service. Remember, God did not intend for every person with a gift to minister in a public church service. There are different arenas that God is sending His people to. If you are called to minister in a public service, keep things decent and in order, and do not try and control the leaders and the service, for your gift was not intended for that purpose. Revelatory gifts in a public service. Number one, you can raise your hands and be recognized by the leadership and stand and declare what the Lord has shown you. This revelation, whether it be a dream, vision, or discernment of spiritual activity, should pertain to the church if you are making the revelation public. Beloved, please seek the Lord. Please seek the Lord to see if He wants to make what He has shown you public to the church. Because sometimes God does not want you to reveal anything. If you're a pastor or ministry person, you may give the revelation when you are speaking in the church. Number three, often in public service. The need to giving understanding of the revelation is important for direction, comfort, and edification of the hearers. Number four, you can also ask your leader's permission in advance to have the opportunity to give this revelation to the congregation. Number five, in some church services, the testimony service can be used to speak. Number six, you can give instructions regarding the revelation if it is a word of wisdom. Number seven, God can lead you to interpret a revelation or revelations in a public service if that need arises. Power gifts in a public service. Number one, talk with your leaders regarding your gift or call. Let them know that you are available and would like to be used in praying for the sick if you have the gift of healing, to minister in the working of miracles or the gift of faith of the Lord leads. This may happen at an altar call, or you may be used to pray over the congregation these things. Number two, you can establish a miracle or healing service if the Lord leads you to do so. God can open the hearts of the leadership of your church or others to give you the opportunity to do so if it is His will. Number three, if permitted by the leadership, you may declare publicly what you are trusting God for, especially announcement in a bulletin or Sunday program, or if you are allowed to stand before the congregation to declare it. Number four, many opportunities to exercise the power gifts happen suddenly and during a crisis. So you should always be ready to exercise the gifts at any given time. The utterance gifts in a public service. Number one, you can get up and prophesy in a public church service as the Holy Spirit inspires you to do it. Number two, if you have the gift of diverse kind of tongues for a public ministry, you can get up in a public service and speak in tongues, known or unknown, as the Holy Spirit leads you. If there is no interpreter, you should then be silent. Number three, if you have the gifts of interpretation of tongues, you can interpret what you or others have said in a public service as the Holy Spirit gives you understanding. You do not have to get up and say, "Thus saith the Lord," unless that is being said by the person or the Holy Spirit inspires you to say that. Ministering them to individual leaders and Christians. If you are going to minister the gifts of the Holy Spirit inside the church walls, then you should speak to the leaders and get permission to minister to members of the congregation on a one-on-one level. Don't just assume that you have the right to do what you want. in a place where others of spiritual oversight, ministering revelatory gifts to individual leaders and Christians. Number one, before you give any revelation, make sure that the Lord has released you to speak it. Sometimes revelation is given for you to understand and not for you to share it with others, even regarding the person that it may pertain to. Number two, you can let your leaders or other Christians know that what the Lord has revealed to you. Number three, you can give instructions regarding the revelation if it is a word of wisdom. You can give a personal revelation of what the Lord has shown you about a person. This can include spiritual activity going on in and or around the lives of the people or person, ministering the power gifts to individual leaders and Christians. Number one, you can visit those in the church who are sick and shut in or need to pray for them. This can also be done on an individual basis in the church. If you have already spoken to the leadership and has been approved to do so. Number two, you can minister the gifts of healing, the working of miracles, or stand in the gift of faith for those Christians that the Holy Spirit leads you to minister to, both inside and outside the church. Number three, you can pray for and with individual Christians that the Lord has led you to minister to, both inside and outside the church. Number four, many opportunities to exercise the power gifts happen suddenly and during a crisis, so you should always be ready to exercise the gifts at any given time, ministering the utterance gifts to individual leaders and Christians. Number one, you can interpret what someone may be praying in a known or unknown tongue. Number two, you can prophesy what the Lord gives you to the leaders as well as individual Christians, ministering the gifts of the Holy Spirit to non-Christians. Many of these gifts are for demonstration, intended to draw the attention of the unbeliever and win them to Jesus Christ. Exercising your gifts to the unbeliever should most often open a door to lead them to salvation through Jesus Christ. Ministering the revelatory gift to the non-Christians. Number one, you must be led by the Holy Spirit to minister to these people. Number two, you can reveal to them what the Lord has told you or shown you in the way and time that God has told you to tell them. Always seek the Lord in regards to how to deliver the revelation. Number three, you can give them God's instruction regarding what to do if it is a word of wisdom. Number four, you can give interpretation of their dreams as the Holy Spirit leads. Remember, not all dreams are from God. So seek God's direction before trying to interpret what they mean. Ministering the power gifts to the non-Christian. Number one, you can establish a healing and or a miracle service for unbelievers. You can rent out conference to go to their homes if requested. Number two, you can visit the sick and infirm in hospitals, in nursing homes, in rehabilitation centers, in hospices, and much more, and pray for them in the name of Jesus. Number three, you can minister to your friends and family who do not know Jesus Christ as Savior. Number four, whenever you hear or overhear someone say that they are sick or have a need, use this as an opportunity to minister the gifts to them as the Holy Spirit leads. Ministering the utterance gifts to the non-Christians. Number one, you can prophesy to the unbeliever what the Lord has placed on your heart to say. It does not matter if it is a warning for comfort or for direction. Number three, you can speak in another tongue, known languages, as the Holy Spirit leads around the non-believer, trust in God that it is a message to them. Beloved, by no means this is the only way the Holy Spirit ministers the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It is important that you know the Word of God so that you can know the ways in which the Holy Spirit will and will not work regarding these gifts. I encourage you to go in faith. Fear not. Be bold. Go, and exercise the gifts that God has given you by His Spirit. Do not be discouraged. Do not let anyone deter you. Submit to the Lord. Walk in righteousness. And the Holy Spirit will guide you along. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.
Oh, not evil.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was exercising the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. The Word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith. Lord. Beloved, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make a decision to accept him or to return to him. Tonight, I am asking you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. And I'm encouraging you to join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe that he rose again from the dead, so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Yes, Lord, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glories thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. I have declared unto them thy name,
and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Lord, I thank you and I bless you tonight. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lamb of God. I come to you. Lord, I lift you up tonight and I praise you and I honor you. Lord, I pray that you will cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Strengthen me, Lord, to walk this spiritual walk. Father, in the name of Jesus, I submit to you, Lord, and I thank you. Thank you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be blessed by the Word of God. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis, wishing you Godspeed. God bless you, and good night.